Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
According to MLB trade rumors, about to get $1 million upgrade in the arbitration process, the non-tendering, you count on Kobe Mayo, who had a great September. How do you build a bullpen, starting pitcher or two? I mean, Grayson Rodriguez apparently is going to be ready for spring training. What does that mean? We heard Mike Elias say he thinks Tyler Wells is right now a guy that they anticipate being in the rotations. Who's closing games for them in 2026? We got all of that coming. And then so before we get to the phones, Ryan and Nolan, of course, we had Mike Bordick on yesterday talking about the Oriole managerial search.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they – we keep hearing experience this. And Mike Elias did bring it up at the end of season press conference. And Tony Manzalino's got over 110 games of it. Mike Bordick thinks Manzalino's going to retain the job when it's all said and done. What kind of intel are you getting there?
I think that's a very serious outcome. I do. I think that for the Orioles, you know, we've kind of talked about it in length in the past, so I'll do the spark notes here, the cliff notes, whatever people are talking about.
I don't
about
know what spark notes are.
I forgot with my audience. So in high school for me, it was in a way if you felt like you needed to understand a book more, people would go online and search, you know, help me understand what happened in this book.
When I was in high school, you had to go to get microfilm to look up old.
Well, you know what? You know that was the beginning of technology. Now everyone can use like ChatGPT to be like, "Hey, give me a summary of what happened." Let me give you a quick summary of what I've said in the past.
Got
the three
it.
Options: Orioles could either go veteran manager, a up and coming manager, or in this case, could be keep the same one that was the interim manager. And so when you look at it, veteran manager, I have a hard time seeing a veteran come in to have the choice. To have the full autonomy with how the front offices run with their rosters nowadays. Up-and-coming manager, do you take a risk on one of those guys, like a Ryan Flaherty type, who, young enough, analytics, he's a part of the game, understands the analytics, and also is a manager, a young enough guy that he can connect with the players as a manager. Or then option three, the guy that was here and you built up a rapport with and players really like and they respect, and that was different than they felt with Brandon Hyde. So personally, I think option one with the veterans, and no, there's risk with option two, and people might not like it, but option three, for a continuity standpoint, it does make sense if the Orioles were to go this way.
Now, Nolan, you helped get Brandon Hyde fired, so what do you think about Tony Manzalino possibly getting the full-time gig here?
I mean, I do believe it is a possibility. I just hope that this hasn't all been a lie. Like, you know, the saying that we're going through this thorough manager search and we're exploring other candidates and we want to do everything we can to add additional new voices to the organization. If that was all just kind of, you know, lip service, knowing the whole time that it was going to be Manzalino. Now, if you interview other candidates or jobs get filled very quickly and you're not so happy with the pool of candidates that's left over, and you say, all right, well, out of this group, Manzalino, probably the best option. I could see that. To me, he's an acceptable backup option. It wouldn't be the end of the world if he's back, but they really should have their sights set much higher.
Now, as Nolan just said, which is a very good point,
mm-hmm.
that if this is all just smoke and mirrors and this is your plan all along, and this cert, and I'm not saying it is or isn't. I don't know what Mike Elias is thinking right now. But if this is all just a way to divert attention from the fact that we're gonna do this to pacify a disgruntled fan base, and we decide that he's the best guy for the job. I mean, if he keeps the job, is he better than Dave Ross? Or is he better than Bob Melvin or insert candidate here?
Yeah, so let me first go with this. I can confidently say that this is not a smoke and mirrors thing for the Orioles. It's not.
Okay.
Okay? Because in this case, if Tony is to be your manager, for his sake and to get your staff ready for next year, you make that decision right now. You do. So I don't believe that, and I know they want to do more of their homework, and inside, internally, you are trying to look at all the options. But you just mentioned Bob Melvin, David Ross. This is the part when you have a manager come in from the outside, and we've seen veteran managers who have a track record that have done well, that sometimes they plug and play, and they have that immediate impact. Like, I would say right now, a guy that built up that reputation, Joe Maddon was one of those guys. Sure. When he went from Tampa to Chicago. You can look at, you know, Buck Showalter has developed that type of reputation, but that's not an option. You know, Bob Melvin's a good manager, and he had good success out with the Athletics, but then it didn't necessarily go over when he went from destination to destination. What, Padres and Giants, right? So there's a risk for whoever you bring in. So the biggest thing for me is, there has to be continuity with your manager and your front office, and then they got to be able to do what they need to do to have success on the field. And I think this past year, the combination of injuries, the style of play philosophically in the organization, but then I do believe there's been some disconnect between the front office and the clubhouse. So you can't have that regardless of who you decide as your manager. You have to be unified in what you're trying to do in 2026.
I also think, you know, a lot of the speculation we're doing here, it's the source of, you know, not really having any information at all. And I would expect that whenever the Orioles do make their decision on their manager, it'll just pop up one day out of nowhere. We won't have any reports of Orioles linked to Joe Blow or whoever. I mean, unless someone gets spotted at the airport flying in here for an interview, there's going to be nothing reported on the thing. It'll just pop up out of nowhere, because just like the Orioles' approach to free agency, their own guys in-house and extensions for them, it's just always been super tight-lipped. They don't want any single bit of information out there, and I'd expect this to be no different.
And as we hit the top of the hour, if you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. I don't want to hear Oriole ties. And Bob Melvin played for the Why Not Orioles through 91, teammate of your dad, Cal's. Mm-hmm. Played for the Giants, too,
mm-hmm.
before he came to Baltimore. And I saw how that worked out. So we will come back, take your calls, 410-583-1057. Who should the Orioles hire? Do they need the experienced guy? Ryan Flaherty's got Buck Showalter ties, but he doesn't have Mike Elias ties. Should that matter at all? And the Ravens are getting 7.5 points. How do they pull the upset? Personally, I don't see it. We did our picks earlier. I went 38-13 Rams. Ryan will get his thoughts. And Maryland tomorrow, trying to bounce back. If it is the same old Terps, they'll lose tomorrow. But I don't think it's the same old Terps. That's why they're going to win.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.